Good afternoon from the CNN.com headquarters in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer will leave office on Monday. That is exactly 1 week after news broke that he had allegedly engaged the services of a high-priced prostitute. The Democrat announced his decision this morning. Lieutenant Governor David Patterson, also a Democrat, will succeed Spitzer. He will be the first African-American governor in New York history. Patterson is also legally blind and a prominent advocate for the disabled. Southwest Airlines has grounded dozens of planes over potential structural damage. The airline notified the FAA this morning about its decision to take 44 planes out of service. Federal regulators are considering fining the carrier more than $10 million for flying dozens of jets last year without mandatory inspections for cracks in the fuselage. Inspectors allege another 70 jets were allowed to fly in violation of required safety checks. Southwest has placed 3 employees on administrative leave while it investigates. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina, police are questioning a man called a person of interest in the shooting death of UNC student body president Eve Carson. He was taken into custody in an overnight police raid in Durham. Police have focused their investigation on surveillance photos of a man trying to use her ATM. One shows the man driving an SUV believed to have belonged to Carson. Other images show what appears to be the same man inside a convenience store. The 22-year-old victim was found last Wednesday on a street about a mile from campus. She was shot several times. The Athens, Georgia native was a senior biology and political science major at UNC. The Pentagon denies that the top military commander in the Middle East was forced out of his job. Admiral William Fallon resigned yesterday. Some congressional Democrats suggested the Bush administration wanted Fallon out because he was at odds with top officials over Iran. In a recent interview with Esquire magazine, Fallon was quoted as saying Washington's constant drumbeat of conflict directed at Iran was not helpful and not useful. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says Fallon made the decision to step down entirely on his own. And with that, you are now up to date. CNN is your source for the latest headlines, whether you're watching online, on television, or on your wireless gadget. Thanks for watching.